What's it been like catching passes from Peyton in the last, you know, month or so? You know, not just today, but what's that experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. You know, just kind of talking what he or adding what he talked about was just getting to know each other. You know, getting that comfort level. Obviously, he's new to our system, and we're going to make some, you know, some changes. And you got to get to know one another, that comfort level, because that's a big thing as far as a quarterback receiver relationship goes.
Even though it's early and it's a lot of months before the games, can you see his intensity and perfectionist kind of tendencies there, just in, you know, when you're running routes?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's a natural born leader in the weight room. You know, he's the one taking command of running from station to station on the field. He's doing drill work, getting us lined up, and really having us do things for a particular reason. You know, there's no wasted movements, no wasted time, and that's a great thing to have in a leader like him.
So when you hear him, kind of, I think you were standing right over here, describing you as a veteran, a guy who needs to take a leadership role. What does that make you think of your relationship with him, and then I guess kind of now your role in that wide receiver?
I mean, it's humbling coming from such a great player in Peyton Manning. Obviously, being around here is going to my third year, and being with Coach Fox and his coaching staff for a year, I understand them a little bit more than he does. But at the same time, you know, as I build my career, I try to build upon being reliable, being dependable, and also building a leadership role. And that's something, you know, now having that chance is something I'm trying, you know, to take the opportunity, take advantage of, and do the best I can.
This is day one, but what are some of the changes you've seen to the actual, the physical way? I know they've gutted it and put all new stuff in, and the training program is different than what you've seen the last couple years.
Just different mindset. You know, I think it's kind of new age technology as far as how we go about getting our strength, getting our speed, getting our explosiveness, and like you said, they gutted the weight room model. There's completely different system that they're running over there, and I enjoy it because I actually was in Arizona API the last 2 years with kind of the concept that they brought, and I think you just see that you build more strength, you build, you know, the core and really the midsection, where a lot of that comes from is being a football player, and explosiveness is very important.
Eric, you mentioned that he's thrown with you more than anyone. Hal has, from day one to now throwing with him, he looked and already getting that chemistry between the two of them. Sure, it's gotten better as time has gone along.
Yeah, I mean, the more you're together, the better the relationship becomes. I think the more football you talk as well, you become you're on the same page. And that's, like I said, the big thing between a quarterback and a receiver relationship is getting that time in the meeting rooms now and on the field, and really understanding how, you know, I run routes, how he throws the ball, what he looks at for certain coverages, and what kind of different, I guess, adjustments we'd make in a game.
Has it been weird after what you've gone through the first 2 years, between coming off the injuries and even coming off an injury now, to know that you're out there, whether it's in high school or even here, catching passes from Peyton Manning? I mean, I know you're in your third year as a pro, but it's still got to be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, it's a great experience. You know, this is something, I guess, as a receiver, you dream about, playing with a guy this caliber, who's been an All-Pro every year of his career, has won a Super Bowl, and at the same time for me is to finally have an offseason to work, because I was hurt coming in my rookie year. Last year was the lockout during college, played baseball, so never really got that time to get this technique and this extra work in, and I'm excited for, you know, the next 6 weeks.
Eric, how many high schools did you go to?
It's almost one every other day.
A different one every other day?
No, we found a good spot that, you know, no one can get to, so. About three.
Where was it?
I don't even remember. They put blindfolds over us and drove us to the field.
What was that? Would you just meet in the parking lot and roll in, or what was that process like?
Yeah, you see a phone call, you gather the guys up, grab the troops, and take a couple car loads over to the local, maybe distance, field, and you get some work in.
How healthy are you?
I feel great. You know, had the MCL in the Pittsburgh game, but I rehabbed it through February, and ever since I've been working out. I had no setbacks, you know, no pains even from the knee. So I'm happy. I'm excited that I'm back at it.
Eric,
with hurting your MCL, when you see it go off the board, but Al Harrington's playing through a torn MCL right now. Can you imagine having, if you would have gone out and had to play that New England game, what would have been like?
It would have been tough, you know, because I think, you know, even in that in that sport, you know, all the movements and everything, your knee isn't as secure as you want to be. So I think it would mess with your psyche a little bit. So that's the biggest thing, is just knowing mentally that, all right, it's not going to give out on me. I can get through this. Wearing a knee brace is going to help, just that support. But I know I probably couldn't have gone that New England game, but definitely maybe next week.
The receivers group looks a little different now. I guess this is kind of the first time you guys were all together, and tight ends too. What do you think of the additions of Jason and Andre?
Oh, awesome. Everyone brings a different skill set, which is great. You know, I think we got 10 guys, I think at this point, maybe 11. But that also feeds competition, and that's, you know, the name of the game is getting better by pushing one another. So I'm excited, again, just to get to work with them over the next 6 weeks and have that competition to raise the level everyone's play. Stokely's my guy. Yeah, no, you know, we'll see what happens. He'd be a good addition. Obviously, he's a savvy veteran. He's been around the league for a while, so you can learn a lot from a guy like that.
You have a number of, obviously, holdovers on this team from a year ago. And Manny walks in to a new team. How much ownership can he take of the situation just from day one because of who he is?
I think a lot. You know, there's a lot of respect for a man of his caliber who's, you know, accomplished what he has in his career so far. And I think the best thing about him is he really demands the best out of himself, which a lot of guys, in turn, want to do the same. And we have a young offensive unit, you know, and I think to put a guy like him in place to really take hold of this leadership and show us the way would be great, because everyone's, like you said, everyone's working hard in this team. That's one thing you can't question is the work ethic that we have.
Build your before off the field. I know one of the guys you said was the dinner with him and you were part of that group. Like,
yeah.
What have you guys been able to do?
Yeah, we've gone to a couple dinners, just a couple, I guess, social events you want to call it, just to get to know one another, because I think that is big too. You know, building that trust, not only on the field but off the field, to know that, okay, I can trust this guy. You know, we're good friends. He's going to do everything he can for me on the field, and I think that's an important aspect, you know, in any sport.
Did you share the
check? He picked it up.
Eric Quinn, Peyton, on the day he was signed, John Elway said that this team was already better, just that the teammates were better just because he's here. With the time you spent with him, do you feel like you're a better receiver because of the interaction you've had, maybe even, you know, mentally with?
Yeah, you know, the conversations you have with a guy like that has so much experience, you pick up a lot from it. And I think it also just gives you confidence to be able to work with a guy that, like I said, has had so much success in his career. And I think every day, every week, it's going to just keep getting better. It's going to progress. And like I said, how he runs things, there's a particular reason for everything he does. And it makes everyone better at their position or at their job.
Is it like night and day catching for Manning as opposed to Tebow?
It is different just because it's on a different side of the body. You know, you train your eyes a certain way to catch a football. And with the different releases, the different, like I said, side, everything, you know, you have to train yourself for. And that's something that has been a little different, yes.
Peyton's more of a precision passer, not to disparage Tebow, but, you know, I mean, let's call it what it is.
He's known as, yeah, that pocket passer who has great accuracy, and, you know, Tim's a great athlete and was able to get out of the pocket. Just different skill sets.
Guys, a couple more for Eric.
Eric, Peyton said when you signed and then when we talked to him a couple weeks after that he isn't where he wants to be. How do you think he is, and can you imagine him getting better? I mean, rate him and then the idea of him being better by the time the season rolls around?
You know, I think everybody's obviously going to get better from this point to September, but, you know, I'm not his doctor, so I don't know how to speak on his health.
Well, how does it feel?
But it catching balls from it, it looks like there's nothing wrong to me. Obviously, he's throwing great balls. He's getting the work in just like we're getting the work in, you know, knocking some rust off, and I see no issues at this point.
Eric, can you just say who else was out there with you guys? You know, he said you and can you just, as far as who was on the field, can you give us a better idea of who?
Of today? Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot, we had about 35, 40 guys out there, and, you know, just
throwing.
Throwing. Mm-hmm. Weber, Caleb, all three guys were out there, and, you know, we had 10 receivers, we had 5 tight ends, 6 or 7 running backs, you know, we had a good group of people.
Receivers-wise, who's out there?
Everybody on the roster.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Eric.
Yep.